You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? This is your man, Tony Wiggins, with another edition of Locked On Jaguars here on a Thursday. I hope everyone enjoyed their Cinco de Mayo as much as I did. It was a lot of fun. And I got to remind you that today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. I want to talk about the edge today and find out if the Jaguars are actually living on the edge with the guys that they have on the edge. We'll go through the first segment and talk about the position overall with Joe Cullen and the 3-4 defense and the multiple front defense and how he has it. We'll look at the returning players in segment two, Josh Allen and Kalavon Chaisson and DeJuan Smoot. We're going to consider him an edge. And then we'll talk about Roy Robertson Harris as well as Jordan Smith, the new additions made to the team in segment three, and try to fold all of this together and piece it all together to try to figure out if the team is living on the edge, do they have enough, and will scheme and coaching and blitzing and all of that stuff really be enough for this team to have a lot of success with the way that they want to play. But edge is one of those things. Let's just get right to it. It's one of those positions that I thought they really tried to make a tremendous difference at and add more people and more players. But I was wrong, and I don't mind being wrong because that means that it means that they believe that what they have on the team right now is something that they can start with and something that is workable and something that they believe that they can get off to a pretty decent start with. First of all, the main guy is going to be Josh Allen. Josh Allen played 2 years ago like a superstar, and he played like a superstar because a couple of years ago he had a couple of guys with him, and Calais Campbell and Yannick Ngakoue that were proven players, that were great pass rushers, that guys that could get after it. And in that scheme that they were running where Josh could line up at nine wide or line up at Sam, linebacker on some situations, and rotate with Calais moving inside, Josh was able to really set loose and get loose and get 10.5 sacks as a rookie, and he looked like a superstar in the waiting. And most people coming in the last season said that Josh Allen was the best football player on the team and thought that Yannick Ngakoue and all the rest of these guys were expendable because of how good Josh Allen was. And I warn people, don't just throw and cast these guys aside just because you are now in love with number 41. Football doesn't work that way. These guys are good because they're playing together and side by side. Some guys aren't good just because they're alone. Now, I know there's a lot of people that want to give Josh a mulligan because he was injured. And some of those same people that says, we don't need Johnny. Get rid of him. We don't need this guy. We got Josh. Don't worry about it. They, you know, now they want to come out and say, well, he didn't have any help. Well, yeah, they didn't have any help because you said he didn't need any help. So now he's going to have a year where he gets healthy, he comes back stronger, and they put him in a better position. And I do think with the new scheme and with the way Joe Cullen is going to play and with the way Urban Meyer wants to play, that it's going to turn him loose a little bit. And he's either going to be a dog or he's not. And what kind of dog is he going to be? Is he going to be a Labrador Retriever or is he going to be a Cane Corso and a Rottweiler and a Belgian Malinois, and he's just going to get after people? We'll find out. We'll find out if he's a perennial 15 sack guy or is he a guy that can get 8, 9, 10 sacks and he still needs that guy on the other side. We'll see this year. The rookie of last year, Kalavon Chaisson, he was supposed to be the guy who benefited from Josh Allen the way Josh Allen benefited from Yannick Ngakoue. None of that happened because Josh didn't play as well as Ngakoue played when Josh was a rookie. And, of course, Chaisson didn't play as well as Josh played when Josh was a rookie. So none of that ever materialized. In fact, the pass rush, to me, more so than the secondary, more so than the run defense, the ability to sack the quarterback was the worst thing about this team last year. The absolute worst. It was putrid. At one point, there were players from the other team that had more sacks than the Jaguars team had sacks. I think at one point, Yannick Ngakoue had more sacks by himself than the entire Jaguars football team did at one point during the season. And that was just something that, you know, pretty utterly disgusting if you ask me about this team last year. They just could not get pressure on the quarterback. It got to the point where last year we were celebrating pressure, not sacks. This team was celebrating pressure. Now, there's a lot of ways you could look at it. You could look at it as a Todd Wash scheme thing, and Todd Wash was everybody's whipping boy, and he's gone now. You don't have to worry about it. You could look at that. You could look at the lack of talent, the fact that they couldn't stop the run. You could look at it from a standpoint of they were never in long down and distance situations. You could look at it from a number of perspectives that Josh wasn't healthy. But in any event, the fact that this team hasn't really gone out and added top flight edge guys to go along with and bring in a lot of competition tells you that they're really banking on the fact that Josh Allen, under the new regime and under new coaching and under new scheme, is going to be the Josh Allen that they hoped he'd be when they drafted him, and like he was as a rookie. And that Kalyvon Chaisson, that the book that they have on Chaisson and the way that they felt about Chaisson as a player from a scouting perspective, they're going to give him every single opportunity. They're going to give him the left-handed pitcher that throws 98 miles per hour treatment. They're going to give him every single opportunity to succeed because that they like him as a player and like him as a prospect. And they believe that if they change up the scheme and if they change up everything about what they're trying to do, that he's going to obviously be a better player. So we'll take a look at the new additions that they added in free agency, some of the other returning parts. I'm going to give a very interesting thought about DeJuan Smoot as well, because I have a thought about him as well as Harris that was brought in from the Bears. But an interesting thing I have about Smoot is, and I'll finish this when we start segment two, Smoot played 3-4 outside linebacker when he was at Illinois. He's gained weight since he's been here, I think, to be more stout and to get more opportunities at strong side defensive end. And he played 4-3 his last year at Illinois. And that's when he actually dropped in the draft. But at first he was a 3-4 outside linebacker when he was thought to be a first-round pick. I wonder if they're going to put him in a program and shrink some of those pounds off of him and get him back down in that 260-pound range or that 265-pound range and play him like a Pernell McPhee type of player and stand him up a little bit on the Sam side of things, or maybe when they go multiple, put him in as a pass rusher. But some people thinking that, you know, that he's going to be one of the down linemen that plays. I don't think he's going to be one of those guys. I think they're going to use him as an edge. And they also still have, I believe, Laurente McCray may come back and play some, and along with Jordan Smith. So we'll talk about all of those guys. We'll talk about some of the veterans. We'll talk about the new people. We're going to discuss that in segment two, and we'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars on a Thursday, as we bring it to you like we always do, man, here on a Thursday on Locked On Jaguars. Hey, Jaguar fans, listen up. NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, is offering a complimentary bottle to all football fans in America. To get your complimentary bottle of NuGenix Total-T, text DRAFT to 231-231. This unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone and total testosterone levels and increase energy and lean muscle mass. Plus, text now and they'll include a bottle of NuGenix Thermo, their most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you get back in shape. Absolutely free. Text DRAFT to 231-231. That's DRAFT to 231-231. Message and data rates may apply. NuGenix Total-T is a great way to increase lean muscle mass and feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And like the TV ad says, she'll like it too. All right, all right, all right. If you're over 40, don't let age get in the way. Get your edge back with NuGenix. There's a reason Nugenix has been the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC for years. That's because it works. I want to tell you about betonline.ag. That's right. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. This week has tons of sports action on the go as the NFL draft just passed. The Kentucky Derby just passed, so I hope you guys took advantage of that. But baseball and the NBA is in full stride right now. Okay, if you didn't win any money last week, you can try it right now this week because the playoffs is getting hot and heavy, getting ready to start in the NBA, and baseball is just getting in full swing. So all of those pitchers have gotten loose and now have gotten the kinks out. So before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign up, bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs down the stretch. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code for that is Locked On, one word. Now, BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. It's where I trust. It's where you need to trust, too. If you want to put your mind and your money together to get even more money, BetOnline is the place for you to do that. BetOnline.ag promo code is Locked On. All right, man, we're doing segment two here today on Locked On Jaguars, and you can count on me every single day bringing you the Locked On Jaguars podcast like I always do. And what we're talking about, man, is we're talking about this edge position, and I'm wondering if the Jags are living on the edge. Now, I'm going to tell you something that you hope doesn't happen. I'm going to mention this I word that we don't like to mention because we don't like jinxing people, but we absolutely have to talk about it. Because one of the things that we do like to discuss is depth. And depth is a very important deal. That's what they did at corner. That's what they've done at running back. They've talked about depth, and they've talked about having people in place just in case of injuries. That's the I word that we don't like mentioning. Injuries would definitely, in this area, absolutely devastate this football team. You don't want injuries. You don't want injuries anywhere. But this is one area of the football team that they really can't afford to get anyone hurt, and that's why I said that it's extremely important that we really, really take a good hard look at this position. So we already know that 9 times out of 10, 9.999 times out of 10, that the starters are Josh Allen as well as Kalyvon Chaisson in their base defense. I'm interested to see how they use Roy Robinson Harris because he's a big, rangy kid. Some think he's the three technique. Some believe that they could even stand him up in certain packages, especially if they're able to stop people on first down and create or get teams to, you know, holding calls, false starts. You get teams in those long down and distance situations where you can sub package. Then what is this team going to look like on the field? Well, you get a guy like that, that's 6'6", that goes like 285, 290. How are they going to use him? Are they going to 9-wide him? Do they stand him up? Do they move him inside the way this team used to do Calais Campbell? How do you get as many long and angular pass rushers on the field at one time without losing any leverage in the run game? And the quicker you can get to that, and the quicker you can get to the nickel and get – a linebacker, an extra linebacker off the field, the better you are, I think, if you're Jacksonville, because I think that's the way this team is going to be built. However, who's going to play these roles besides those two guys I mentioned up front? We'll see if Laurenti McCray, who opted out last year, if Laurenti McCray decides to come back. But you can never discount veterans like that, especially when you have this new alignment that you're going to have. And another guy that I mentioned at the end of the last segment is Dewan Smoot. Dewan Smoot, who played outside linebacker at his first 3 years at Illinois and was considered a guy who was a first-round draft pick, went in the third round after they switched to a 4-3 in Lovie Smith's Tampa 2 defense and never seemed to really get it back. He had a pretty good year 2 years ago, and then he played pretty well, if you could say that, last year. But he did it in a different body. He got bigger. He gained weight. He was always that guy in that 268 range, 270. Where it looked like last year he was playing up at about 280. So I'm wondering, by them re-signing him, what are they going to do with them body-wise? With them being a multiple front team, how does he fit in? Is he one of those guys that, you know, is just an extra body on passing downs that they use on three technique when they go small? Are they going to use him when they go to a four-man alignment and use him as a down lineman to be an edge setter? Or is he going to get in the strength and conditioning program, and are they actually going to shed some pounds off of him and shred him down a little bit and get him back down to where he was in his college playing days and use him sort of as a big stand-up in that Pernell McPhee-type role that you've seen McPhee, who's about that size, is a Darius Smith-type guy, is another guy that's about that size. Will you see him transform into one of those guys? But in order to do that, I think he has to get a little bit smaller and get back down to what I think is a natural playing weight for him. So it'll be very interesting to see if he can add some depth to that situation and what would happen. But the key is the key to this is still the top guys. And you know, looking at what's still out there in the free agency market, I don't know that there's any help out there at this point. You know, there's some guys like Melvin Ingram that are floating around, and Ryan Kerrigan that are floating around that the Jaguars could very well before camp decide, hey, we're going to take a stab at one of those guys. The type of guy that you get 10, 12 snaps out of a game. What does it cost at this point? There are some people out there that as you get towards training camp, these veteran guys that kind of know how to move and know how to take care of their bodies. Could there be a guy out there like that they decide that they'll go move on? I don't think it'll be someone like Vic Beasley, who doesn't really appear to be motivated to play ball anymore. But it could be one of those names I just mentioned. It could be someone like that the Jaguars say, you know what? Bring a vet in here that really understands the game, that could give us 10, 12 snaps, that could give us some intelligence up front, that knows how to move and understand and navigate the game. You may be able to see the Jaguars, because they have the cap space, of course. But if they go out there and they start to take a look-see at the way that their team is configured, did I just say configured? But the way their team is configured, and they want to make one of those veteran additions, well, that's the type of guy that you might see them say, you know what, it doesn't do us any harm to pull them in for a vet minimum contract just to take a little bit of a look-see. And to see what they bring to the table. All right, so we're going to explore the possibility of them getting help from a young player. And if they don't get that help from a young player, what type of development and what type of path could they be putting that young player on? And by the young player, I mean I'm talking about Jordan Smith. Okay, and I'm going to read a quote for you from Urban Meyer that will explain my line of thinking. And I'll do that in the third and final segment here on a Thursday on Locked On Jaguars. I will tell you about rockauto.com, our today's sponsor. I'll tell you right now, you want to save you some money on car parts like everyone should want to, rockauto.com is the place for you to go. And when you go on rockauto.com, there's a box. They're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? You better tell them Locked On sent you, so that they know that we sent you, and establish that relationship, because there's no better place for you to save money on any and every auto accessory you can imagine for any and every automobile type that you can imagine. They've been in business for over 2 decades, man, and they really know how to get it done. It's a family-owned business, and for every single car part you can imagine, rockauto.com has it. You can save up to 20, 30, or even 40%. And you don't have to go stand in a chain store and answer a bunch of questions you don't know. You just go on your computer, put your VIN number in, and voila, boom, it pops up. And the next thing you know, that part is being delivered right to where you live. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a professional, the price is not going to change. It's going to be the same thing. So that's rockauto.com. Make sure you tell them that Locked On sent you. And no matter what vehicle you have and what you want, they'll have it, and you'll save money. All right, so let me read you this quote here on a Thursday on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you about Locked On Today. Locked On Today is a great podcast with my man Peter Bukowski. What it is every single morning Peter has the best stories from all around sports, and he gives it to you in 20 minutes every single morning, and it's fast-paced. And it's full of all the expertise coming from all of the local experts. Peter lets you know everything that's going on around the world of sports, and you can find that on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So please subscribe and check that out. All right, here's a quote from Urban Meyer about fourth-round pick Jordan Smith. He said, "Jordan Smith is a guy that's not ready." You heard that? Not ready. "I spent some time with his college coach on the phone, and he agrees. But he thinks if we get this thing going, he's just a late bloomer. And then in a couple of years, you build his body up and he learns how to play. Get a little more experience." This is a developmental prospect. This is a prospect for the future. But this is someone that has an athletic profile that fits every single thing that Urban Meyer likes and wants to do with this football team. So if you were thinking that it was a definitive pick for need, sure. But it was also something that I mentioned along, a few podcasts or maybe a month or so ago that I'd heard that Urban always wants to keep in the bag. He wants those long, angular, inline edge players that he likes. And he says he wanted to go and get one. So he found a guy. What I had heard, and I asked a couple of guys, and they said, "I don't even know what that is." It's either an inline or an endline. It's either IN or END, inline defensive end. He said, "I want an inline edge guy." This is what he said. This is what I heard he said. That's 6'6", 250. So the people I talked to said, "Well, that sounds like a basketball player. That doesn't sound like a football player." And so one guy told me, he says, if he said 6'6", 250, what he probably wants is a guy like that that he can develop, that's probably undeveloped, that's super athletic, that he can put in the strength and performance program that he always talks about. And he says, let me give you an example of the type of person that he's talking about. He's talking about Aldon Smith. He's talking about the kid that keeps getting the kid that played for Dallas that came from Nebraska that kept getting suspended. I can't think of his name right now, but he says he's talking about a guy that has a certain freakish athletic profile, Javon Kearse. He's talking about a certain type of athlete that is rare, the kind of guy that Carlos Dunlap was when he came to Florida, that he can take shape and mold, and in 2 years he has the type of freaky athlete that nobody else has. He says he wants a guy with certain traits that he can build up. It sounds like that's exactly what he did. He used the draft pick on a guy just like that. So he says he's not ready. So Jordan's not ready, and I don't think Jordan's going to be ready. But Jordan is going to flash. Jordan's going to be a guy that you're going to see certain things from and that you'll get excited about. But make no mistake about it. This is a farm system player. This is a guy that they're going to develop. They're going to keep their eye on. And they're going to push, push, push. And every now and then you might see him do something. But for the most part, you won't see the best of him. I think you'll start seeing them feed him a little bit more in 2022. That's why I think a guy like the Kerrigans of the world and the Ingrams, those guys are in play in Jacksonville. If they walk out in camp and they don't like what they see with some of the other guys that are backing up Chasen and with some of the other guys that are backing up Josh Allen, that's when they're going to go into that well and they're going to dip out there and they're going to go get one of those other dudes, one of those veterans, that they're not going to ask to do much except just be a pro. Just be a pro. If they step out there on the field or when a team finally starts to get together, if they don't like what that room looks like, instead of depending on a young guy, they'll go get one of those older players while they develop the Jordan Smiths of the world. And then they'll pick another guy next year. But they really, 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 really do need Josh Allen and Ke'Lavon Chaisson to put a stamp on this, on that room, and put a stamp on them, on themselves, to say, hey, no, I am this. I am it. This is what I am, so that this team can at least know where they're coming from off the dribble. And then they can start filling in after that and behind that. But make no mistake about it. That's what they need. They need those two guys. I think they're living on the edge a little bit. And I do believe and I expect at some point They're going to go out and they're going to dib and dab and they're going to grab one of those guys that's the names you know. And those guys probably, the people I'm talking about that they could have added, those are guys that probably did get some sniffs in free agency, but their agents probably told them to wait. I want you to wait until it gets close to training camp so you can pick the team you want to go. These guys might not sign until 2 weeks before the season starts because, one, they might want to miss camp. It's because they're the type of players that don't need to go to camp because they're veterans and they understand and they know what to do. They're going to be asked to do minimum stuff. They're going to roll out of bed and know how to go get sacks and know how to play football. But they don't want to be in camp all week, all summer. I'm telling you, they're those type of guys that will probably want to wait. You remember last year, Jadeveon Clowney did that. He waited. He played around with people, waited, and then got a deal for like $15 million to show up and go play for Tennessee. Some guys are just going to be that way. They're going to milk the system, and they're going to wait. So look for any veteran that's ever played in a 3-4 that has a name, that doesn't have an injury history, that's in that 32, 33-year-old range, that if the Jaguars don't really like the way that their room looks, as long as the player has a reputation of being a high-character football player and it can give and still give you 10 or 12 snaps a game, and he's a player known for having a high IQ, look for the Jaguars to probably be interested in one of those guys while they hope for superstar play from Josh Allen, improved play from Ka'Lavon Chaisson, and then Jordan Smith to continue to develop on what I think is going to be a semi-long-term development from him because I think he's Urban Meyer's toy. And I don't mean to say that in a disparaging way. I just believe Urban Meyer has a profile for what he wanted. I so much as said it, and I'll pull it for you. I will pull that for you back if I need to, if you request it. But I can pull that up for you where I said that I heard this is what he wants, and this is exactly what he went out and got. So we'll see. But I do think they're living on the edge a little bit, but I wanted to take a look at that spot because, you know, it's been so much of sunshine and rainbow since the draft. That spot really wasn't touched the way that I thought it would be in free agency in the draft. So I'm a little bit – everybody's thinking about the tight end spot. I'm more concerned with the edge because if you can't get after the quarterback, now you have to start blitzing. When you have to start blitzing, you leave yourself open to a lot of screens, a lot of slants, a lot of quick hitters, and those things could give up chunk plays. And when you do that, you start getting yourself in a bunch of shootouts. You get yourself in shootouts, now you're putting your quarterback at risk, especially when you have an offensive line that I'm still not too sure about, even though the coaches are sure about that. But we'll be back tomorrow with another episode here, last one of the week here on Friday on Locked On Jaguars. My message is always the same. You guys keep taking care of each other, and I'll do the same. Until then, take care.